Singer R. Kelly reportedly now under indictment in Chicago.
Tonight, an arrest warrant has now been issued for R. Kelly.
R. Kelly has been indicted on 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse.
A grand jury returned an indictment on 4 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse based on the victim being under the age of 17.
70 years in prison. That's worst case scenario for Robert Kelly. If convicted, he maintains his innocence. The indictment involves 4 victims, 3 of which would have been too young to legally give consent to sex at the time. WGN-TV reporter Courtney Guzman grew up on Chicago's South Side and listening to Kelly's music like many. She's also covering these new allegations against Kelly. She reported from the courtroom as he turned himself over to Chicago police.
Charges based on a newly uncovered videotape attorney Michael Avenatti turned over to Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. Avenatti says that tape was produced around 1999 and shows Kelly performing multiple sexual acts with a 14-year-old girl. He says the video also shows him urinating on that victim.
WGN executive producer Ro Coleman sat down with her.
It's just been a snowball effect. More information coming out, you know, new tapes, new indictments going on. How's it been trying to follow all of this?
It's been interesting. So it's a new development every day, just like a lot of the cases that are going on right now before us. So, yes.
The indictment describes sexual abuse spanning from 1998 to 2010.
Back in 2002, we had those 21 indictments, those child porn charges that actually came down from a grand jury. But it went to trial. It didn't go to trial until 2008. And, you know, he came back. He was not convicted.
Kelly still has a lot of support, not only from his defense team.
A lot of his fans feel like if he truly, in fact, did these horrible things that he's accused of, he would have been behind bars by now.
A recent docuseries aired on Lifetime called Surviving R. Kelly reignited interest in the allegations.
There's a possibility that this trial could not even start for years from now.
It's very likely. They mentioned in the documentary, in the series, that was the goal of R. Kelly's team, is to delay.
Asante McGee was 35 when she first met R. Kelly during his Black Panties tour in 2013. They dated for 2 years. McGee says that's when Kelly revealed what she calls his true self.
He's literally the devil. He's somebody that has no heart. He does not care about your feelings. It's all about him. It's his way or no way.
Asante was one of several women allegedly forced to live in R. Kelly's mansion in Atlanta. She says he controlled every aspect of their lives.
So when, you know, he opened the doors to the sponsor and said, well, come home, my babies. It wasn't until maybe a couple of days later I was told to go get all of my belongings because I was going to be living here with Daddy, and it was not up for discussion.
Since the airing of the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, Asante has revisited memories, some of which she says she'll take to her grave. Others include what Asante calls uncomfortable sexual favors.
That room made me feel like I was in hell. We were forced to do things to him and to each other, and we were not comfortable. So I lived in the house for 3 weeks, but within my second week, I was plotting my getaway.
Since leaving the mansion, Asante says she's dedicated her life to bringing justice to sexual abuse survivors, beginning with Black women.
Black women, we're not taking seriously when it comes down to sexual abuse or any type of abuse. If it was a white woman that was seen on that sex tape, then he would have not taken 6 years to go to trial. He would have been convicted in serving time now.
Robert Kelly was indicted before a Cook County grand jury in February. He spent a weekend in jail and was bailed out by a 47-year-old fan.
R. Kelly is back in jail.
Taken into police custody
because of his unpaid child support.
But it comes after Gayle King's interview.
People betray me, and I keep forgiving them.
You sound like you're playing the victim here. When I listen to you,
I'm just
telling
the truth.
Kelly's been ordered held at Cook County Jail for the second time in as many weeks, this time for unpaid child support, more than $160,000 in back payments. He also remains under indictment in Chicago on 10 counts of aggravated sex abuse, involving 4 victims, 3 of whom would have been underage at the time of the alleged incidents. WGN's Dean Richards interviewed a former Chicago Sun-Times reporter who's maybe covered the case longer than anyone. Chicagoan Jim DeRogatis now writes for The New Yorker. He was asked how he feels now that Kelly's facing new charges.
Mostly, I feel a profound
sadness.
The first girl that R. Kelly allegedly picked up in Chicago after her high school choir class at Kenwood Academy was in 1991.
That's 28 years, Dean, of the city of Chicago failing its young black girls.
He says he knows the names of 48 women with claims of abuse against Kelly.
I know two of the ones in the current four in the state's indictment. I don't know the other two. We could round that up to at least 50, and I suspect, I have good reason to suspect, based on 19 years of reporting, that there are many more.
Rumors of Kelly's abuse circulated the music scene in Chicago for decades.
And nothing happened. What changed?
Well, part of it is Time's Up and the Mute R. Kelly movement, the docuseries on Lifetime. Activists in our city, like Nikki Kendall, a brilliant young black writer, and many, many others, older women, like Mary Mitchell, my colleague at the Sun-Times, who've been ringing the alarm bell for decades. Part of it is the cultural shift.
Andy Regatta says part of it comes down to plain old money.
He does not have the money to pay the lawyers and settlements and enable the heroes today, to the extent that you can call anything about this tragedy heroic, are those women.
For WGN's Dean Richards and WGN Radio executive producers Roe Coleman and Tom Hush, I'm Vic Vaughn.